You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. What's up? Woo! Another awesome show, Easy Talk Live, only on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. On Blog Talk Radio, we're doing it the easy way. If you guys are just tuning in, just listening to the show for the first time, this is a pretty cool show. We help those connect to successful people, to like-minded individuals. They like to connect to other like-minded individuals that they like to do like-minded situations and give back. We are a network with over 7 different divisions, TV, film, radio, events, fundraising. It just goes on and on and on. A lot of fun. And we actually have my co-host with me. We're doing a little different show. I've actually known him for over 9 years. He's a crazy nutball. They call him TKO because he is just dynamite. You know, he's just like he explodes when he talks. And TKO, you there?
It's called the chaotic one. Get it right.
The chaotic one, exactly, man. Woo! Back in the day, we're bringing it back. You guys remember we did a show on Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio. Web TV, we had that Easy Talk Live going, and the crazy chaotic one was my co-host on there, so we're bringing him back here to Easy Talk Live on Blog Talk Radio. TKO, what's up, man?
What the wicked what, man? I did something that no sane person should actually do.
What was that?
I combined alcohol and a World War II fighter aircraft the other day. On the Good Game Guys show, we had a drunk World War II battle, and man, it was ridiculous.
Well, that sounds fun, but no video. Well, you know, my dad, you were here in the studio, my dad just walked over to me and handed me, this is back in the day, just handed me a flyer. It says, live performance, chaotic, symbolic, and cryptic. Do you remember that?
Oh, God.
The animation.
That's ancient school.
The cartoon flyer.
Oh, man, that is ancient school, bro. That is ancient. I got to go over to your house and get that damn hard drive so we can get back on our music.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, they don't know about that yet. They don't know about that. We'll tell them about that. Yeah, we did some music back in the day. We had some fun. We actually have a whole full album done, but, you know, we
have like 4 or 5, actually.
Yeah, we got some surprises for you guys. Trust me. But we got
apparently
an amazing guest coming up. Amazing guest. His name is Saeed Faraj. He'll be coming on here pretty soon. Saeed Faraj is, he was actually on Sinbad. He played the evil bad guy, the lead bad guy, Sinbad the Fifth Voyage. He was on The Green Zone with Matt Damon. He was on Ghost. He was on Darkman. He was on The Shield. It goes on and on. He has an amazing story.
Let's say the show that people know, 24. Bones, NCIS, and The Unit. Come on, give them props.
Oh, of course, yeah. Those are. Well, you're saying that people don't know Sinbad? What?
I'm just saying that. That's what people are gonna know. They're gonna be like, I know him. Okay, I know him. Oh, he was that dude on that one show that one time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been
around, man. He's got a story, and I've known Saeed for about 9 years. I'm actually doing a movie with him called Red to Black. He's a vampire hunter. I'm a vampire hunter. We were actually doing a rehearsal fighting thing yesterday. It was a lot of fun. So he'll be coming up here real soon.
Where was
guys.
My rehearsal,
remember,
bro? Where was my call? Where's my call? My audition?
It's
I could have been Blade.
It's in the – you could have. You definitely could have. But so, guys, I want to remind everybody you can download our application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, on your Apple or Android phone. You can have Easy Way right there in your pocket. All of our radio shows are on there, fan walls. We want to say shout-outs to a couple of our supporters and sponsors and partners. Remember, this show is syndicated in the UK, United Nations, to Genesis Radio Birmingham, Soul Central Magazine. And then out here in the U.S., Actors Reporter – Fan TV Global Networks, Music That Pays, We appreciate all of our sponsors and supporters. And we, guys, we have a couple different segments. We have Easy Way Cares. We have our tons of events. If you don't know, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. Click on events calendar. We have so many cool events coming up, man. We have a yacht event with political and political figures and dignitaries. We have an amazing business of business, don't fall behind type of event out here in Orange County.
Wait, did you say yacht?
I said yacht. Yes, I did. I did say yacht.
I'm just making sure that I wasn't tripping.
I did say yacht. You're not tripping. And you know what? We will tell you guys a little bit more about what we got going on after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, Easy, with TKO today on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Rita Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, and we are back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, and love all you guys. Love everybody, man. It's just so much fun. And TKO, turn your thing down so we don't have any feedback. So we are going to have Sinbad himself. Well, not Sinbad, but he played one of the evil villains in Sinbad, the fifth Voyage. He's done tons of stuff.
Wait, Sinbad, the black one?
he'll be
like,
calling
he coming
in.
Here, what?
I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Saeed, which is our special guest today. As a young boy, war-torn Lebanon award-winning actor Saeed Faraj became infatuated with acting after watching the adaptation of Play Less Miserables.
Okay, adaptation of the play Les Miserables.
Shut
Come
up.
Use the words.
Don't correct me on the whole damn show. Don't be
use the words.
Fast forward to October 1983, Saeed pronounced Saeed found himself in the United States after fleeing his native country with little more than clothes on his back. To support himself, Saeed would accept menial jobs as a fast food in the fast food industry. But in time, he would enroll in several acting classes and workshops, perfecting his craft in the time when he would embark on his lifelong goal of becoming a full-time actor. The gamble paid off. The date set.
Right?
Huh?
I said right.
Do you want? Shut up.
I was coaching. I was like, yeah, right.
Messed up my flow, man. To date, Saeed has appeared in some of the most memorable films: American Desperado. These include Green Zone, Matt Damon, Amian Ryan, Greg Kinnear. Yeah, actually, Larry Namer said I'm the next Greg Kinnear. How cool is that? You know, Greg Kinnear is one of the hosts of Talk Soup on E, but thought I'd toss it out there. Ghost with Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg, Demi Moore. Bad Influence with Rob Lowe, James Spader. True Romance, Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette, Dennis Hopper. The Siege, Denzel Washington, Annette Bening, Bruce Willis, and many more. So working alongside is a virtual who's among talented Hollywood directors, including Curtis Hanson, Sammy I don't know any of these people. Sam Raimi, Tony Scott, well, I know Tony Scott, Jerry Zucker, Ed Zwick, amongst others. Yeah, that word, exactly. Television appearances include such hits as Intelligence, 24, Bones, ER, NCIS, LA, The Shield, The Unit, and many more. In 2012, Saeed reached another milestone when his production company, Cedar Films LLC, produced the short film The American Failure, which premiered at the 2013 Cannes Film Festival. Go Saeed. The film marked Saeed's producing, writing, and directorial debut. He shares directing credits with Amin. Can you help me out here, TK? Amnia? What is that? Amnia? Kaplan?
Wait, where is it?
You suck at the
code. Oh, God.
Okay.
Amina
Kaplan, and would go on to win several awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director at various film festivals across the United States. Saeed serves as a producer in the upcoming films Permanent Ink, The Resolve, Cross Propose, and let's not forget Red to Black with Danny Trejo, Sam Sarpong, Wesley Johnson, Eric Zulli, myself, and many other amazing actors. Saeed is actually acting in that as well, and that's directed by...
Where's my audition, son?
Man Simon. It's coming. So, all right. Get ready, guys, because we got the man himself on. His name is Saeed Faraj. Saeed Faraj, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Saeed, you are awesome.
No, man. I'm just... Another actor and a friend that just loved my job. That's that, man.
I want to know, how do you contain so much awesomeness in your own skin? Like, how do you prevent your awesomeness from exploding out?
You know what? I believe in God and I pray. I try to focus, you know. And sometimes it's tough, you know, because when you are in certain... level, it's tough, man. It's really tough because every time I get a job, I cry and I get emotional, and my agent is like they're in awe when they hear, they all like they put a conference call, and they just listen, Saeed, we just want to give you a news, and they give me the news, and it's like they just get so ecstatic of my the screaming and the yelling, and I'm going to break a news that I'm going on this show because I love Easy and I did not mention the name of the film to no one, and I'm going to break the news today for you guys.
Oh wow!
Awesome. Well, what's the news? We're waiting, man. Break it.
Bust
it like Beach Street and break it down.
Well, it's very simple that I did post something on Facebook regarding a film that I'm working with Todd Phillips. Todd Phillips is behind the director behind The Hangovers and all these great films and spectacular director. I booked a role in his upcoming film. that I'm going to be shooting next week on April 1st, and starting April 1st, and starting Jonah Hill's Bradley Cooper is going to be huge, and the name of the film called Arms and a Dude, and it's the name of the film. And I'm really excited to say that. It's just I'm being blessed, man. Being very blessed.
It's going to be man. It sounds like. Now, what did you say the name of the film is? Armed Army
and
Dude?
A Dude. Arms and a Dude.
Arms and a Antidote.
And a Dude.
I and
think
a Dude.
It's, okay. Yeah, it's a kind of comedy, you know, I mean, it's Todd Phillips, man, and Jonah Hill's in that, so, you know.
Jonah Hill, man, I love Jonah Hill. 21 Jump Street, baby.
Right.
You know what? I mean, he came a long way. This he's a sensational actor and beautiful person, and the same thing for Bradley Cooper. What a beautiful career to follow, and how much he, I mean, he was fantastic in The American Sniper, and it's just he's been bringing one film after another of Oscar caliber performance, man. You know, so I'm really honored and happy.
One word: Hangover. He was a legend. The legend. That's the movie that made Bradley Cooper and Jonah Hill. You're too fat, man. You need to lose some weight. But you're an awesome actor. No, okay.
Man, I have one of those right now. Come on.
By the way,
I need to give a big, shout out since I said about my agent. I just need to throw that in. It's very important. I need to give a big shout out for Media Artist Group, Steve Owens and Sheila Leggett and Raphael. Everybody over there, they are, I mean, for you to be a star in Hollywood and for you to be recognizable, you need to have a strong team that believe in you and believe in your talent. And you know what? They've been sensation and they've been a great support for myself.
You know, so since you're shouting out your team and you're bringing up the subject of teams,
mm-hmm.
talk to us a little bit about how you acquired your team. How did you come across finding the team that you have now?
I had a manager before that introduced me to Steve Owens. He was part of his team. They were at Universal. And somehow
shout out to Steve, by the way.
Steve's
a very good friend of ours. Steve always
promotes
us.
Beautiful person. And the truth is that he used to manage a friend of mine in the past, no mention name, but he's a spectacular actor. And I asked him the difference between me and him, and he told me, from the first minute you enter my office, Saeed, it's just the difference between you and him. When I saw him, I saw a TV star. When you enter my office and sit down my chair, I saw a movie star. And that's why, since then, I believe in him, that he believes in my talent, and we've been friends on a outside business and in the business. And once you have somebody this believes in you this much, man, you cannot just run and go somewhere else. And through him, he introduced me to Media Artist Group and Sheila, and you know, it's like you go and they send you to auditions. Of course, you know how the audition process is. It's like a very, crazy. But I do my job and I prepare for my work, and I have my name very, very good in the casting circuit. And but you know, you book some few jobs, and now your name is in that agency. They believe in you and they believe in your talent. So you know.
I don't know about that, Saeed. I was just talking to a couple of casting directors, and they're like, "I don't know about that, Saeed, dude."
I don't know what casting office you've been to, but I can tell you, all the big casting offices know who I am. But thank you for keeping me modest. I like this.
Keep him all modest.
Yeah, to keep that head on the ground. No, man, you're an awesome guy, and you know we've been friends for about 9 years. And would you say that the Green Zone film with Matt Damon was your first break, or was there something before that?
As you mentioned, lots of the films. I mean, I've been in the business for 30 years, man. You know, but the Green Zone was
wow, you're old.
Yes. It's still awesome.
Urban-wise. But what happened
is
that...
Why don't we remodify that question a bit? Because
yes.
Like, your whole life literally seems like one of those inspirational movie films, okay? Like the struggle. You seem to personify the struggle from the bottom all the way up to the top with hard work and dedication.
You're killing my question now, TK. That's a whole different question. That's a
struggle
question.
I'm talking
about what was the first break, the first film, the first time on set, the people you met. What was that first moment that, you know, hits you to that next level? And I think it was Greenzo and Matt Damon. And everything that you said, Saeed, you did it wonderful. I didn't understand a word you said.
He's there
with Matt Damon, and he's like sitting down, and he's like, gentleman out of the country, in war, and he's like,
that's part of the movie, yes.
Okay, I guess I'll just put my question on hold then, okay?
Give us like maybe a couple of the lines from your part with Matt Damon.
Just to mention that I did speak a Iraqi accent and a Iraqi dialect, and it's very, very tough. One of the most lines that I do remember very well is that Alamud and Atakbik. أنت تقدر تحميل عائلتي إذا تحميل عائلتي أنا أدلك على مكان محمد الراوي وهو يقول لك على كل شيء. I guess this is what we're talking about 2008, man. When we talked the first show. But yeah, this is a very, very, by the way, is a very hard accent. I do speak Arabic, but the accent that I use for the
Saeed,
film.
I have to thank you and Eric now, because all three of us are on terrorist watch lists now. Thank you.
Oh, God bless. Okay, please make sure that nobody knows where I live, but Eric, please, yeah.
Don't tweet, man.
So you don't want me to play that commercial with your address and your phone number on it? Okay.
Let me tell you something. After being 5 weeks in a row on TMZ, I think that definitely that I'm on the top of the list.
Oh my God, we're doomed. We're doomed.
So,
don't worry about it, man. We're all going down one way or another.
So, back to my question: would you say that was your first, your first break was the Matt Damon film, or was it something kind of beforehand? Because a lot of people don't know, but it's not always the big projects that break you. It's sometimes the smaller ones, or the independents, or even the commercials. So what was that first project that kind of broke you?
The truth is that I think I think Green Zone helped because I promoted it. You see, before I had like around 70, 80 films, but the thing that it was different parts that build up, but I didn't know the world of PR. God bless you, man. Easy, you know what is promotion all about and how much the promotion is. I didn't know any of that. So I was working, and sometimes, like, for example, in 2005 or 2006, I was working. I had, like, around 9 films in a row. But the thing that I never learned that I need to promote myself, I never learned what is a red carpet, I never learned what is an event or there is something else besides the Oscars. So I was just doing my job, but Green Zone and getting a PR and understanding photographers and how to be nice to them and videographers and when you make an interview and any small interview, it's like I don't say no to it. It's like any person, and it's not only you just be nice when you see that person and suddenly after you do the interview, you say good night and goodbye, is that become friends with him because they still going to be promoting. I mean, how long I know you, man? I know you for a long time, and we still, here goes, we are right now having an interview again. Because this is how it goes. I mean, so if I was a jerk to you from the first time, you wouldn't even call me and tell me, hey, man, let's do this. And I never know where you'll be going to be at, and I don't know where I will be at. But I do know that for every single star, that the social media is very important. And, and one thing I do thank you a lot that you taught me how to use my social media from how to use my Twitter, how to use my Facebook, how to promote myself when I go, how to take photos when I'm on certain sets or where I'm. The action is right there, and how to move. Hashtag, it was all you. I did not know any of that stuff. I want to thank you, man. It's just you opened that. So definitely, I can tell you, I learned a lot from promoting Green Zone. And of course, the role was extremely big, and I was submitted for the Image Award for Best Supporting Actor for it. I went travel all the world trying to promote the movie. I went down back home to my country after 22 years and become a huge big stars over there. And right now they're following me like crazy and following my career. And again, I love all the social media, all the PR, all the people that make interviews. I love you, man. I love every single person that really do care to make an interview with me, because that will make me close to my friends and my fans and tell them what's in you, you know. And here goes, I'll give you another in you. Soon I finish the film with Todd Phillips. April 10, I booked another lead in a film, and this film called King Saud. And it's my part is a very interesting, very strong part. And the director, Mark Soma, is just a fantastic director. That he actually, hear this, how great story is that. I auditioned for him 9 months ago. For some odd reason, they lost funding, and then they find funding again. And he remembered my audition. So he brought me back, and he make a meeting with me, and he decided that if I wanted the part is mine. So that's what I'm doing after I finish my film. So
congratulations, man! And you know, I seem to remember, you know, when you said something about with the PRs that helped you in the past. I seem to remember a couple red carpets, a couple things that Easy Way helped you out with there, here and there.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember that as well.
I also remember, and let's be real here. Let's get really real on this show, and you know where I'm going with it. I remember a couple. I'm going to be really real. You're a superstar now.
No.
But I'm taking everybody back in the day, because I've known Saeed forever. I remember a couple of people that didn't even want you on their carpets, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Yes,
we don't
I
have
do.
To mention any names, but I bet
they're... No mentioning names, and you know what? I just, again, want to tell you, that's why I'm saying thank you. And you even told me, don't worry about it, I'm here, and you're staying, because some people need to understand and respect a movie star, and I do respect you, Saeed, and that's why you are here, because he should be glad for you to even walk his red carpet, because, you know. So, yes, I do remember very well, man. And I do thank you. Thank you for having me back. Yes, thank you, man.
I got you back. But so let's talk about, you know, is there any stories? Again, you don't have to mention any names unless you want to. We put people on blast on the radio all the time. It's fun.
So wait. What about my question?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, TK. My bad. I have a tendency of hosting my own show. My bad. Go ahead.
I just had a question. It was to describe to the people, anybody out there listening who, say, wants to maybe follow in your footsteps on what any advice you could give them on the struggle that you went through to go from nothing to the successful man that you are today?
Actually, yes, I do, man. Just for one thing, is if they have a dream, and if they need to first of all recognize their talents that God gave them, and when they're recognizing it and they know that they really do have a talent, they need to pursue it. And the way they pursue it, by taking acting classes. Mainly acting classes, sometimes they really dive in it and they stay for a long time in it. I think that the audition techniques is very important. And very important to go after every single major star that they watch and they like. For example, De Niro, Pacino, any of those. They need to see... why they do what they do and how they do it. you know. And very important, man, when you go to an audition, you need to be prepared, man. You just do not say, okay, I'm an actor, and it's like I can just give me the role, you know. It's like you don't do that. You need to go over there. You need to know your lines. You need to memorize the lines, and you need to effort. The most important thing, when you go to an audition, I can give you this technique, and this is very important, all right? When you go to an audition, even if the first audition or the producer or whatever, you know, but from the first audition you enter the place, the most important thing you need to do is memorize your lines so good and feel that you're going to get booked the job right there and then and go straight to the set to shoot. So if you can do that, then when you go inside the room, you're going to book the job. And the
so
most
pretty much
important
you're saying
thing
own
you have,
the zone.
Yes, but the most important thing, when you go to an audition, it is not a competition. Please, all you guys, it is not a competition. Competition
what?
Is lack. Competition is weakness. Competition, when you compete for the role, it's weakness. It's negative. You go over there, concentrate on just do the best job that you can do for the role. Your job is not to choose that I'm better or oh my God, this guy is here. They're all concentrating on who's over there. Oh man, this guy again, he's the one who booked all the, oh damn it, man. Don't do that. It's not a competition.
Wow.
This is a blessing from God when you get the talent. Just concentrate on your talent, man. You know?
That's probably one of the wisest things I think I've ever heard anyone say.
Oh, you
I never thought
up.
About it like that. I was like,
you
what?
Suck up.
Really?
TKO, you are such a suck up. You're just trying to get in good so you can go act.
Until you said that, I was like, yeah, go in there and handle business. Tell all y'all, this is my role. And he's like, no, that's wrong. I'm like, what? And then he explained it. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
When you go over there, it's not your job to go over there. Hey, how are you, man? How are you doing? Hey, how are you doing? It's like, oh, let me tell you about my story of my life right now. Oh, man, what happened with my car? What you're doing? You have two things. You are an a-hole trying to distract everybody around because you are already prepared and you know inside you go inside. And guess what? You're definitely not going to get the role. Second of all, don't do that, man. You just concentrate and focus on your craft and you're going to go inside and you're going to show this casting director, producer, that you are the best person for the job according to your preparation and what you're giving. No, nothing else. No competition, no nothing.
Come on, E. I don't know. All the time I've been with you on every show, I've never heard anyone describe it like that before. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
I was like, what? Because, like, it's like I've always been told it's a cutthroat world. It's, you know, dog eat dog. You know, you got to get in there and you got to get yours. He's like, nah, just be you. Do you be you?
That's it.
All right. Well, it's time for a couple of fan support here. We got a couple of chatter questions with Easy Way Broadcast. And remember, guys, you can go on Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. We are standing by. Saeed's standing by. We're all here on Twitter, so it's a very interactive show. Let's see. One of the questions is when you're preparing – I mean, you kind of already answered this, but we'll go ahead and ask it. You know, what are some of the I'm gonna rephrase your question a little bit because he already answered this question, but I'm gonna ask your question with a little bit of extra tools to it. What are the best tools that you can develop for yourself in going into an audition and being an actor, you know, like headshots and any particular way to take the headshots and you know, in your opinion, what are some of the best tools that you need in booking jobs as an actor?
Are you asking?
Saeed.
I thought that you're asking it for somebody else.
No, I was asking on behalf of them. I was asking. Their question was, you know, what do you do to prepare for your role in acting? But you already kind of answered that, so I just kind of rephrased the question a little bit.
I can tell you one thing seriously. It's something is very personal, and because I love my fans and I love the people that are interested in listening to me, I'll tell you one thing. When you want to prepare for a role, and you are like you're driving, you prepare it at home, you're driving, you reach over there to the auditions, you get out over there, and out of a sudden it's like, okay, you get your name and you go inside and you do what you have to do, and you get inside and you look around and suddenly it's different than your apartment, is different than a coach studio, is different than sitting in the park and preparing your scene. So what happened that is very important to just go to a space in the area over there. You sit down, close your eyes, and feel the space that you're in. Take a couple minutes to feel where you're at, because you see a lot of times when you prepare it in your house, then you prepare it then you get into your car, you're driving, and you're preparing your line. All this is different elements that the environment is extremely out of different places. So when you go up there and you enter to do the audition, and out of a sudden the place is very small, you get like you're preparing in your house and you have a lot of movement, and suddenly you go over there and you only resort to sit down in the chair and look at the guy auditioning. So what happened is that when you enter the audition, when you enter the office, take like maybe a few seconds to feel the room. Like, okay, I'm here. So now you adjust yourself to where you're at. The wall, the table, the desk. Who's in the room, the scent of the room. Then, you see, because a lot of people, they go to audition, but they're not there, man. They focus so much on their part, they don't even hear the casting directors when he's talking to them. When the director is there giving them direction, they don't listen to it. They are so into their head and into their part, that whatever the director is saying, or whatever the casting is saying, the line, and if you are put on tape, which is 99.999% of the time, that tape is that video, when they see it, is not going to lie. They're going to say that you're not focused, you're not paying attention, you're just waiting for to say your lines. In the real life, like right now, you're not waiting to think about what is the next line I'm trying to tell you or what I'm trying to say. You're focusing on what, and you're listening to me, to what I'm saying. Forget about the accent. Forget about if I speak English good or not. Forget about any of this. You're just paying attention to what I'm saying. So the same thing if you are auditioning. You need to pay attention to the other person, because it's two people auditioning, you and the person in front of you. And a lot of time, you're focusing on you. You forget about you. So this is one of the things that is very important.
That's good advice. Another question is, are you a godly man, Saeed?
Really?
I'm just asking the questions. And,
like, how many times did you give props to God, like, in the last 10 minutes alone?
Yes, I am God's person. Yes, I'm not perfect, but definitely.
Okay,
I'm gonna add
to this fan's question. So the question is, are you a godly man? My question to add to that is, do you have any faith-based testimonials that has helped your success, that has helped you when you've been down, when you've been out?
Believe in God 100%, and He is the man of miracles, and. My younger son in 2009 was diagnosed with cancer, and God made me see the miracle and how powerful He is by saving him after a year of chemo and a struggle in the hospital. And I stayed with him for a whole year. And yes, I do believe in God 100%, and He's the only one that can judge. I believe all religion is beautiful, but I do believe that God is the only one that above us, and we definitely need to believe in Him 100%. Yes.
I love it. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that story. My dad had cancer too, you know, and he's perfectly
yes,
fine.
Know that.
Yeah, you know, it shows you what faith does. So you've worked with so many actors. You know, if you could create your own movie, and I know you're a producer too, so let's kind of go to that producer hat. Let's put the producer hat on you. If you could create your, let's create a movie right now on my show. Let's create a movie. Let's talk about the scene. You know, because Aaron does this too. You know, TKO is very, very creative. And you know, we'll put ourselves in the director's chair right now. If you could have the perfect cast, you could have the perfect short story. You know, music, whatever. Let's create a movie. Let's create a movie right now. And you know, you're the executive producer. You're the man. What would you do?
Huh. Wow. It's great, but I'll tell you something. I definitely will hire two of my extreme idols that I think they are in my acting career that make an influence in my life. I will definitely have Pacino, Al Pacino. It's to work with him. I definitely would have Angelina Jolie as a beautiful vision of as a new director that she's been really creating great directing.
Yeah.
I definitely will have there's so many great actors, man. Anthony Hopkins would be fantastic to have my back.
Don't forget Kevin Spacey.
Absolutely. I mean, but to me, it's like you asked me to have a short film, so I'm picking it up.
Right?
I'll tell you something. I definitely do love to have. I would love to have. Who I can give somebody that I really think is brilliant and understatement. I would love to have, let's see, wow. That's such a great question, man. you know what? It's definite because we have a lot of great actors out there. Joaquin Phoenix is a fantastic actor. I love him a lot.
This has to be one of those shows where it's like heaven versus hell, taking place on Earth for the survival of mankind.
You know what? And yes, it's like I like when you see an actor really. Of course, one of the legend that I really think he's beyond this world is Daniel Day-Lewis. Would be another person to be in the film. I will have something like these guys that when you see their work, this is when you feel humble. When you see Daniel Day-Lewis do his part and how much they put. I mean, like for example, what Matthew McConaughey did to win an Oscar. I mean, it's like when you see his role. Jay Leto, when you see these guys, the amount of work, and when you see
let me hop in here. You gotta have
Hugh Jackman. I mean, how much?
I was gonna say you gotta have Hugh Jackman. You gotta have Scarlett Johansson.
When you give these guys and you see their work and how much they put for their roles, I mean, you go, it's like, wow, I still have a long way to go to get to that level, you know? Meryl Streep is like legend of her
Meryl
own,
Streep.
You know?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, let's go back to my question. We got the cast. We got about five for the cast. So what would the story plot be? What would the storyline be?
The story would
be. You that?
I didn't ask you the question, TKO. I asked Saeed.
You know what? I will tell you something. It would be a film that.
You want to go with the heaven and hell thing? I mean, it's a good idea, but I'm asking you the question.
No, I would rather do something more interesting as a lawyer that being wrongly accused. All the people in his life that turned, they were part of his life, turned against him, and then suddenly here goes, you want heaven on earth, okay? Then he got an angel that guide him how to bring each one back and show his innocence.
Whoa.
Well, I'm sorry, TKO, you got shot down with your idea.
No, I didn't. He kind of merged them together, and I'm like, whoa, that's kind of crazy.
Well, he kind of did. Okay, so who now, the cast, who would play who? So you got
Morgan
Freeman
would be the angel because his voice.
Well,
We got
Al Pacino, we got Scarlett Johansson, Hugh Jackman.
I think somebody like Marito Angelina. My best friend is Matthew McConaughey. My business partner Hugh Jackman. My lawyer, Pacino, and my angel is Johansson.
Okay, not bad. Okay, I see the film coming together. Now here's the big question, big question. Give us a couple of tips and tricks on what you've learned on how to get the funding for this film.
Ooh.
We haven't talked in a while, Saeed. I've prepared.
You know what? I did not expect you to be this good. You came a long way, brother. You came a long way. I'm very impressed. You put me really in the sweat with something very interesting. That's why it's like every time, excuse me, you're making me work my brains out right now. But I'll tell you something. One of the things how you can get funding is that when you get a good story and when you get a good cast, and you know what, even you get good cast or you don't, as long as you have a great story and great acting and you put something together, you submit it to film festivals and... you know what? Is film festival these days become such a major thing in independent filmmakers and filmmakers that are very creative and they want to tell their story and they have fantastic stories. I think that film festivals is giving opportunities for newcomers to show that. And when you start winning awards and when you start really having a great performance in it, then you give this opportunities for these actors to show their talent and to get exposed nationally and internationally. The most important thing that if you have friends, I mean, it's like sometimes it's tough. Even like when you tell a friend, it's like, just man, look, I'm trying to put something together. All what I'm asking, like $10, $50, $100. And you see them right away, it's like $10, oh man, damn it, no, it's okay, I can go back, buy a couple pack of cigarettes, oh, man, I have all these problems, I can scare that. And sometimes it's discouraging, like, excuse me, but what I think is very important, if you have the love of people, I think that if you just, more important, when you start preparing to want to shoot a film, or want for a short film, I think the most important thing to start saving for film festival. Forget about anything else, because LA people, we have it's different than the rest of all the nation. We have a lot of fantastic creative people. All of them are hungry to show their talent. All of them, they believe if you're nice to them, they would go the extra mile. And you know what? I had that experience in my first film, The American Failure. I have a spectacular team, and it showed, you know. So soon you do that, it's the film festival, you submit it to as many film festivals as possible, and then when you start winning awards, then you know you are in the right direction. I am in a movie that right now is called The Algerian. is a feature film with Harry Lennox and directed by Giovanni Zarkos and Ben Youssef. And the movie won like more than 20-something awards in every single category. It's just a fantastic film. And what happened is that right now the distribution company, they're really very open for it. They are even they want to put it, open it in more theaters. They're going to give 2 weeks to open West Coast, East Coast, and they're wanting to see how it will react. And if it reacts right, then they will open it with more theater and will have international distribution as well. So yes, it is really these days. Yes, you have them because you know what, the studio are not doing as many movies as they did in the past. Because the studio been doing movies that is getting too expensive. Like when you have the smallest movie of a studio film is $100 million. I mean, you know, so when you have a movie like this, then lots of the filmmakers, they wanted to have independent films. There is nothing in between. There is nothing like what you can call like the 10 million or the 5 million. There's no more of that, you know. So it's very important, man.
Well, thank you for your advice, Saeed. I appreciate it. So we're going to go to a certain segment we do with our guests. Okay, this is called Celebrity Opinions or Public Figures. Sometimes we have motivational speakers, whatever. But in this case, Celebrity Opinions, actors. We'll call it an actor's opinion. I'm going to play a song for you, Saeed.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna play a song for you. I'm not gonna tell you who it is. I'm not gonna tell you anything. I just wanna hear your opinion on it. And you have to be honest. If you really don't like it, then say,
oh,
you know what?
God.
All you have to say is just say something like, you know, that's not ready yet. Now mind
okay.
you, I wanna remind you though, this show is nationally syndicated to Soul Central Magazine in the UK. It's on FM radio. On Genesis Radio Birmingham, it's on Music That Pays Magazine, it's on Actors Reporter, it's on Fan TV Global Networks, as well as Easy Way Broadcasting and what we circulate to, which is about 500,000 people. And you know that a lot of the people that listen to us are quality people. So they're going to listen to what you say on this opinion, and if it's whack and you say it's good, that's coming on you. So when I say be honest, as best you can. All right, so here we go. We're going to play the song. We're going to hear Saeed Faraj's opinion afterwards. Here we go. Here's the song.
Yeah. You know, sometimes in life we all go through that struggle. But we gotta create our own destiny and run our own race. The race is over, to hell with the chasing. Got my own lane, my own situation. This is my time and this is my moment. Watch me shine and watch how I own it.
Been running for a long time, looking to the next lane. But half the people in the world ain't showing pain. They don't know the struggle. They don't know the grind, they only see the glance, they only see the shine. So many dues that I paid on the avenue, so many jobs that I did for no revenue. I had a big plan with a big goal, and now I'm big time, so why can't I blow?
You gotta believe in yourself, so you can keep pushing through. They can say what they want, it all comes back to you.
In a journey of life, you're guaranteed to fall. Watch a baby make moves as it starts to crawl. So many times that I felt flat.
All right, Saeed, what is your opinion?
Wow. you want my opinion? I'll give you my opinion straight out, man. For every actor, for every talented person that he is going through the struggle of his career, his life. I think this song is fantastic for him, and I think that I like one thing I enjoyed about it. It's the layers of different elements in it. It's fantastic. It just you know what reminded me with the song that California. What is it? California song. What's his name? Tupac, he sang it. He
California Love?
Yes. I mean, you know how he took the original song and then he added the hip-hop to it and things like that. It had that element because, like, you know, it had, like, the story of, like, almost the R&B, and it has the girl singing in the back is beautiful, man. Really, I like that. You understand why what I'm comparing it to? I'm not comparing that. It's the same thing. It reminds me how you have two different type of style of music put together.
Kind of remind me of Fabulous and Tamaya, "So Into You."
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah, that's but, a.
And I definitely do think that the girl who's singing is she has very sensual voice, but I like the grasping the vocal of the guy. It's like the what you call it, the grasping.
Yeah. The lyrics, yeah.
He had like this, like the struggle in his voice, you know. So you need to pay attention to what they're saying, like listen to the words I'm saying, you know.
So just so you know, Saeed, that is a never-before-heard track, okay? And when I tell you who that is, I'm really glad you said what you said, because I was going to have a lot of fun with this if you said anything different. That is actually one of your fellow cast members who I introduced you to yesterday, Sam Starpaw.
Oh. Oh, wow. well, you know what? You tell him that... This is a hit. I don't buttercoat anything. I'm saying that it is. It's like this. My opinion. I think this song is ready to go to be played on radio stations, and I think that a lot of people will relate to it. I think a lot of people in the hip hop world and the R&B world, and I think even on top 40s I mean, it's a song that definitely it will be heard, and I think that a lot of people, it's a song that could be even played in a film, because it have that right now I'm just visualizing 8 Miles by Eminem, the movie, and I think something like this film,
nice.
This song would be great, you know, it would be great to be some like a film like that, and this song would be fit perfectly in it. You know.
Notice, guys. Oh, now that I told him who he is and that he's acting with him, he's like, "Oh yeah, it's amazing. It's this."
No, I told you that before.
I'm kidding.
I got no backup.
You were saying that it was great before, so no. And that actually is a never be heard before track. It's not out yet. It will be out. It's not even mastered yet. I am the only one that has it, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for putting it out there, but I had to do that because I introduced you to him,
it's a very good song.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing song, and the artist on it is great. In fact, they just performed on our co-partner on a big event at the Los Angeles Convention Center. They performed it on stage. And, you know, we'll have footage that we'll be putting out there, guys, for you. You can go on the fans page. You go on our website. You'll be able to see all this stuff. You'll be see Sam live. And pretty soon, I'll make sure I bring you on this, bring you to watch the show, Saeed. Sam's going to be the new host on CW for a new music video countdown type show. We've been a loyal supporter, Sam, for a while. So let's talk about the movie that we're all in, man. We're all in this movie called Red to Black. I was there at rehearsal. I've known Simon and Sam and everybody for a while, and I see this guy that when I first looked, I was like, that looks familiar. Is that Saeed? No, that's not Saeed. There's no way. He walks up a little bit more. He's kind of in the shadow, and then he walks up, and it was Saeed, and it was you. It was you. That's how we reconnected. And how the heck did you end up getting in the film, man? How, you know, that was just crazy to see you.
You know what? It's so cool. I was surprised to see you as well. You know, I think that we always bump into each other one way or another. It's just crazy. We don't see each other for a while, but when we see each other, it's look like we just, hey, how was your morning or how was yesterday? You know, we already get so familiar together. But Simon really been a big fan of my work, and we've been trying to connect. And he always in contact with me all the time. And when he had his book signing, he also called me when the Oscar event, he called me as well. And we've been friends for almost more than 2 years. We talk on a regular basis. And he kept telling me, it's like, let's do something together. And the opportunity came across this film, and that was that I never done a vampire film before, and I think that I always was intrigued with the only vampire film that I ever worked in, but I wasn't like part of the vampire or anything, was Blade 3 with Wesley Snipes, and but this one, like, you have hands on and things like that to. And it was something interesting and fun. And I went over there and I saw all my friends there. And it's starting with you. So it was very interesting. I really have...
Yeah. How come you get a sword and I don't? How come I get to get my... Anyway, that's not cool. But you guys will see that soon. You guys, the film will be coming out. Keep following the blog posts. Remember, if you want to go to this show or any of the shows that we do, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. It's letter E, letter Z. TheEasyShow.com. It's where we do our shows. And you guys will be able to see everything that we're doing. Now, my question for you, Saeed, is networking, okay? You know, one of the number one things in success is networking, is follow-up. Can you give us a couple of tips and tricks on how you've networked yourself to success and how you've followed up?
Simple. When I see on the red carpet, let's say, I'm extremely my best friends. I just go and shake hands with all the photographers and videographers and the people that I know, and. I'm so grateful to them. And by the way, when they send me something to put a picture on or to have an interview, I always credit to them and make sure that people know who they are. And I always gratefully and humbly, I always thank them, including you, Easy, because you see, you need to be nice to people like yourself. You need to be nice to the photographer and videographer, because they're the one who make you close to your fans and your friends. You know, I mean, they're the one who they could just stand over there and then even give you the day and the time. But I've been really so blessed since Green Zone till now. Every time I go to sometimes I go to a red carpet and the first minute they see my face, you see the face brighten out. Oh, Saeed. So definitely, and very important, the social media that you do, like the Twitter. You need to learn what is hashtag stands for and how to use it. You need to always, like, for example, how to bring your IMDb. If you are an actor and you do have an IMDb, you really need to take this very seriously. You need every time to put a photo on Facebook. You need to attach certain people. And please don't attach every single person. You know, like, sometimes I see, like, people have like 50, 60 of them. Like, dude, listen, they don't do that. Men, yeah. Or women, the guys don't do that. Just go for a certain people. Like, for example, personally, me, like, if I wanted to add somebody, I would add a person like yourself, because I know you are very, very aggressive in the promotion of the social media. I put somebody like a couple photographer. I put some couple PR people that they don't mind me having them there. I put my agent in each one, not only the media artist group, but like Steve and Sheila. So because they are very influential in their agency, and when you have a good agency, then people will notice that. You put couple friends that they do care about you, that do care that if they see your picture, they say, you know what, this is my friend, this is not a star, this is my friend, and it's not to boost my ego, but no, to just to show my appreciation to him and his appreciation to me. So this is the type of people. If you put like around maybe 8, 9, at the most 10 people attacked to the picture, and then you put your link of your IMDb. So every time they see it on Facebook, for example, you get your IMDb rating goes up. You see? So this is the way you do. This is the tips that I give to people. Networking is very important. Very important when you go to event. It's not like your shirt doesn't stink. Okay, but just go over there and speak with your friend. And don't, please, do me this favor. If you are a friend, don't just like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm sorry, I'm wearing a nice suit and my cologne is there. Man, give the guy a hug or give the girl a hug, you know. Just show some warmness. Make yourself approachable. Because when you make yourself approachable, guess what? There is a lot of people who knows you and they're observing you very well when you are in an event. And when you are a little recognizable with the people around you and they see the way you react, they see the way you sit down, they see the way you talk to one person to another, they see the way your every move that you are over there, guess what? They are watching you. So don't be mechanical, but be approachable. You don't need to kiss their ass, but be approachable, man. You know, nice, you know. And in this way, that is the network. Because you know what? What they see from you in one event, it carries to the next event. It carries to the next year. It carries to the next 5 years from now.
I love it, man. Well said. And speaking of networking, guys, we do have our group on Facebook, close to 7,000 members. You can join Hollywood the Easy Way. That's letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way. And we've had over 14 testimonials of people getting funding for their films, people getting roles, people meeting publicists and agents, people meeting CEOs and sponsors for their projects. It's happened on that group. And we just, you know, if we basically look and see if you're giving back and who you are. We do some research, and, you know, we may add you to the group. And then it also
sorry to interrupt you on that note, okay? If anybody have a question to me that they thought about later on, they can get in touch with you easy on your site, on wherever, everything that you have there, and you send it to me, I will answer it back.
Yes, sir. We'll make sure to do that. That's what we're all about, man, helping celebrities interact with their fans. And also going back to the group, guys, you can post your own promotions, your own things that are going on, and we'll send it out to almost 7,000 people. We also, just going to promo ourselves here really quick, on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, if you're listening, we have an events calendar. Okay, you can contact booking at EasyWayBroadcasting.com or call 424-209-9290. If you have an event or anything that's coming up that's being, you know, that you're trying to promote, especially if it's nonprofit, let us know about it. We may promote it. And we also offer advertising options on the site. Right now, our Google Analytics is very high. Most of the traffic is going to that events calendar. Probably 82% of our traffic goes to that events calendar. We're doing an event right now, coming up on April 25th with over 225 celebrities. I'll be co-hosting it for the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. It's called One Child at a Time. It's a celebrity flag football game, and we've already, I think, helped sell over 25 tickets just off of the site alone for that event. And so, guys, definitely go check that out. Saeed, I'm going to do it to you one more time, man. We got to go back to your opinion. I got one more artist for you. You ready?
You got it, man.
All right, here we go. So here's the next artist, guy. This time it's a female. Let's get our guest today on Easy Talk Live, Saeed Faraj. And I love what you had to say, man. I really do. You gave us some great advice. Thanks for telling us your story and sharing from the heart. It was just really a great show. So this is one more artist we got here. And, guys, we're Easy Way Talent. Check it out. Hashtag Easy Way Talent. Easy Way Music. This is the artist that we feel is pretty amazing. Want to hear your opinion. So here it is.
Even if I'm blind and living in this place.
Let's get your opinion, Saeed. What do you think?
Damn it, you. you like my honest opinion, huh?
It has to be your honest opinion, because I'm going to make sure that all my biggest people hear this, and that all the people that work with Steven Spielberg and all the people that work with Sony and all the people. You know who I know, man. Come on, they're going to listen. It's got to be honest.
Okay, so
that's the whole fun of this. There's no fun of this not honest.
Yeah, I feel that the beat and the opening was very amateur-y. I felt that her voice is very sensual, and I think that it felt the whole song that she's singing. I think that whoever put the track of the beat for the song, I think that it wasn't I didn't feel it. I'm sorry. To me, it's that one. Like the first song was very it grabbed me, you know, it grabbed me and make me pay attention, you know. And the second song, I mean, as I said, she have a beautiful voice, very sensual. But I think that and also the lyric was not bad. It's just the only thing that even when the beat started, like when the songs become like beats, I felt that the beat wasn't strong enough, and I felt her voice is more stronger. And that's my opinion.
Thank you.
I think definitely needs some major work.
Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. I appreciate your honesty, and because it was that type of opinion, I'm not going to tell anybody who it was. But I will I will say this, and I'm doing this for a reason. The reason I'm doing this and the reason we do this segment of the show is because don't always and your opinion is more than welcome, and you're an established person, and again, it is your opinion. But what I wanted to show to the listeners and all the artists out there, we have a lot of artists that listen to our show. A lot of times you're going to have amazing people like Saeed give their opinion, and it may not be the most it may be a
it may not be the most flattering opinion.
Well, no, it's constructive.
Believe me, it's like I as I said, when I give my opinion, I don't. You see, there's a difference between criticizing and opinion. You see, criticizing is negative. Opinion is that to me it's like she had the element of a great voice and a great song. It just is the beat and the music part of it need to be fixed. You know, because it's very weak. Like you're having a strong voice, and suddenly you have very amateur-y beats.
Are you saying the mastering on it? Maybe the mastering on it is not right, or maybe that track isn't mastered. You're saying it's not equalizing to the voice.
It's absolutely it's not equalizing, and it's like almost like you feel the beat is not even or she's not even thinking on the beat. The beat weakened her out as an artist, you know. She had the quality of the voice. His voice is very sensual, you see. And let me tell you something for people that they don't know. I'm going to also give another something that nobody knows anything about me before. I used to be a DJ. I enjoy music for the last I used to DJ for 15-16 years because the music is in my blood. So when I hear something, even it grabs me or it doesn't. And if I was going to hear something, I can tell you which one it plays in the radio, which one it breaks, which one it doesn't break. If this is break in the radio and it makes something, it's because she had a very strong backbone. Somebody pushed her in, because I'm sorry. It's like I'm very picky when it comes to music, man. I like to see crispiness, and I like to hear something and really devour myself into it. Because also music is part of the way I get into a character. I have my there are certain songs that I put them in, and it's like, I mean, give a good example, man. The theme song of Rocky. I mean, every damn time that hits, man, you're like you want to just fucking jump, man. You just want it
when you say the theme song of Rocky, are you talking about Eye of the Tiger?
No. I'm talking about like when he's like running down. If you start working out, if you start working out, before you start working out, you put the song in, I can guarantee you there is no way, I don't care what the heck it is, there is no way you're not going to, or like, I'm going to do it. And you know, like that
you're right.
Energy that to put you.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I am going to make sure to show this show to the artist that you're talking about. I think she definitely needs to hear the constructive criticism, but I will tell you this much. That artist that you, I never knew that you're a DJ, man. So this is actually someone experienced in music stating this, and that artist is actually on the board of the Grammys. That artist is pretty established. But hey, you know, you that may be something that helps her move along, you know, that's what this is all about, though. But you know, so I got one more for you, man, because you said you're a DJ. I got one more for you. Do you mind?
Of course.
All right, here we go. So this is one more song. This will be the last opinion of Saeed Faraj. And I hope you guys like this. If you like this segment, it is new. Post your comments at Easy Way Broadcasting on our application or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, on our Instagram. Post your comments. Hit us up. We do have a chat box. You can chat live with us when we do our show. You know, we would definitely want to hear from you and what you think about this segment, because the cool thing about this segment is, and everybody knows this, they know about Easy Way. They know who we play with. They know who we know. If you're not real and you don't state your real opinion and you sugarcoat it or you try to cop out, the other bigger people are going to hear that. They're going to be like, "Oh, are you kidding me? You said that was good when it wasn't." And it's I think this is so cool. I love it. Go, Eric. Pat myself on the back. All right. Anyway, here we go. Angela, here we go. This is a track. I almost said the name. That would have messed everything up. But this is a track. This is the last track. And we want to hear your opinion, Saeed Faraj. Here we go.
Easy, I've known you forever, like years.
Never mind. Hold on. That was the wrong one.
Like, what? Oh,
Easy, I've known you forever. Like,
oh, my God, time too.
That is a nice effect.
I'm going to kill my engineer, man. They titled it wrong. Hold on. Let's give you guys a drum roll. It's
that
coming up. Here we go.
Amazing.
Here we go.
Chilling late last night, thinking about the way I live my life.
Wrong one. Hold on.
That's good, though.
Right? Hold on. Wait. Here it is. All right, here we go. And I happen to love this myself, so my opinion is this is a good song. But that's just my opinion. It's not about my opinion. It's about Saeed Faraj. Last song of the day. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show. Remember to tell your friends, press the share button. It doesn't bite you. You're listening to Easy Talk Live with Saeed Faraj, our wonderful co-host, TKO. Wait, I did that wrong. Our wonderful co-host, TKO. And we are going to hear Saeed Faraj's opinion on our last song. Here it goes.
Woke me up today, and I knew today it would be okay. And there's not a real reason why I feel so good. But who said I need a reason to feel like I know I should?
That's gonna be a short one. What is your opinion, Saeed Faraj?
Yes. this song is a good song for you to get in your car and leave the coast, and just like no worries. If you just you get in the car, just you have a screwed up day, you have a screwed up month, whatever it is, just put the song and just drive and Live tomorrow in a new day, you know, live for the unknown of tomorrow. Just kick back and, you know, or park your car somewhere at the beach and see the sunset, put the song and watch the sunset go down.
So it's a cruising kick back song.
It's a feel good song, you know, it's just like you know, I mean, it doesn't stress the person out. It just have a good beat. It's have a good the girls. You have this cool sound to her. I like it. I really love it. Actually, I really love it. Yes, man. I think that that is a big time hit, and I think that it's something that I can see it. You are in a traffic, in the middle of the traffic, you put the song and just said, no worries.
It almost reminds me of something Katy Perry would sing.
Yes. I think the beat is a little bit more like it have a touch of reggae in it.
Yeah.
You know, like a touch of reggae in it. And what's interesting is have the reggae touch in it, but she have a R&B and hip hop you know, again, two layers of different sides that put together. And this is definitely is a song that, you know, it put you in a good mood, you know. You put a song like this in the morning, you know, like everything is going to be good. I have a great day. I'm going to have a great day. I'm awesome. I'm spectacular. And let's roll, you know?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, thanks for your opinion, Saeed. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for hanging with us. We'd love to have you back. And remember, guys, if you want to hear more music of any of the artists that we have, you want to hear more opinions of any celebrities or the public figures that we have, you can go to our application, to our music section, and we can put your music on our app, put your music on our show. Just contact us at 424-209-9290. You know, hit us up on our fans page. You can submit your music. We definitely want to hear it. We'll put it in our little archive, and we'll get celebrity opinions. Also, guys, we have, and I'm going to let you know that for being a wonderful guest on our show, Saeed, how would you like to make some money off of your fans? Well, I shouldn't say make some money off, but make some money from your fans for a great cause at no cost to you. Pretty cool?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, we want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, CelebVM, Celeb Video. What they do is you go to if you're a celebrity or a public figure of some sort or anybody that has a fan base and your fans may want you to do a video for them, the fans can actually go on your profile and pay money for you to do a video for them. And you can give back to a charity. You can do whatever you want to do. We really appreciate CelebVM. Saeed, if you're interested, we'll talk off-air. Get you hooked up. Remember, guys, this show is brought to you by Networker on Wheels, Domino's Pizza, La Tip International. We syndicate to Soul Central Magazine, Genesis Radio Birmingham, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks. It goes on and on. We keep it moving. Music That Pays Magazine. We really appreciate all of our sponsors and our partners. And we really appreciate you, Saeed. So before we let you go, I'm going to go ahead and pop on your favorite theme song. You know what to do. Say your first and last name, and you know what way you're doing it, baby. Go ahead. Okay, I guess I'll have to be a little more specific. Saeed Faraj, when you hear the music, say, hey,
this is Saeed. I didn't hear the music.
Okay, so
it is
kind of
low.
I'll turn it up a little more. When you hear the music, say, hey, this is Saeed Faraj, and you know what way you're doing it, baby. I'll say it a little slower this time. No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go.
This is Saeed Faraj, and you know which way you're doing it, guys. The easy way, all the way. I love
you.
Okay, I love you, Saeed, but that sucked. That really sucked. We need one that doesn't suck.
You know what?
Say it like a bad guy, and you're like threatening him.
I was trying to be a method actor here with it.
And you know you're doing it the easy way, not us. You're doing it the easy way. We'll try this one more time.
I don't want to do it the easy way. I do not want to do it any kind of way. I want to do it my way.
Okay, I don't need your shout out anymore. I'm done. I'll talk to you later. All right, here we go. First the worst, second the best, second time's the charm. I'm changing it from the third time. Syed Faraj, here we go.
It's Syed Faraj, and I'm doing it definitely the easy way.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate
that.
That was perfect.
A smoke check, okay? I forgot a smoke check or something.
I'll give you your check later. Just give me your PayPal. I appreciate it. No, I'm kidding. You've been a great guest, Syed. We really appreciate it, man. You're really insightful. I hope that you will share this with your fans and help put it out. It was a very insightful show. And those of you guys out there that want to get to Syed and want to talk to Syed, we will interact Syed directly with you. Just hit us up on our fans page, our application, or our Twitter. Congratulations on all your success. And please, real quick, go ahead and promote your next project. Promote. You know, this is your promotion time. Say hi to your friends or family, whatever you want to do. Go ahead.
This is Syed Faraj, and I just want to say thank you so much, and I love you to all my family, friends, and fans. And guys, just get ready. This year is going to be a big year, starting with next week. I'm sure with Todd Phillips. Great film. Start John Hills and Bradley Cooper, Arms and a Dude. And after that, I'm shooting a film with Mark Toma. It's called King Saud. So I'm playing a lead role in it. And this is just the beginning of this year. And a big shout out to my awesome media artist group agency, Steve Owens, Sheila Leggett. You guys are the best. God bless you and easy. I'm really grateful to all your help and always support me. God bless.
Always, brother. I love you. All right, guys. Syed Faraj. Yes, sir. Syed Faraj on Easy Talk Live. Doing it the easy way. Remember, hashtag easy way. That's the number sign. Letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y when you post the show or anything to do with the easy way. Syed, we really appreciate you coming on the show. We will send you the link. You guys can get this at theeasyshow.com, easywaybroadcasting.com. We're going to be moving and grooving. This is an amazing show, and it'll be syndicated on FM radio for Genesis Radio Birmingham, Music to Pays, Soul Central Magazine, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks. You guys remember the show is every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We appreciate our sponsor, Gucci Design, for doing our wonderful website. We appreciate My Pocket for our wonderful app. We appreciate all you guys out there listening to the show that enjoyed the show, and we really appreciate everybody's support. And remember, stay positive, believe in yourself, keep moving, keep doing it the easy way. Stay tuned. TKO, thank you so much for joining us, man, being our co-host today.
Yeah.
Syed, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, to see
you. Life is hard, I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, I wrote it easy way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.